This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and
Arvind Yuvraj.
So we've got Arvind Yuvraj on the line virtually with us. And today we're talking about what is stopping you from becoming an entrepreneur. Get in touch with us on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter, Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. A lot of you have responded on Instagram. And a lot of votes on Twitter. There is a poll. We're asking you, you know, what is stopping you from becoming an entrepreneur? We've got options. Don't want to be one. It's too unstable or too risky. Lack of funding or nothing. I am one. So that means you are an entrepreneur. And then later on the show, you know, Frida will be talking about how we'll live, work and play in cities after COVID-19, and Arvind will be talking a little bit about Grab and, you know, their recent cuts of, you know, 5% of their staff as the pandemic pressure sets in. So, you know, let's look at, you know, yesterday we spoke about unemployment and, you know, the rate that it's going. Right. So, you know, it's kind of like a nice little, I guess, you know, part two of that discussion because, you know, according to the 2020 Randstad Work Monitor Q1 survey revealed that 56% of Malaysian millennial employees between the ages of 25 to 34 want to quit their regular jobs and start their own business. And, you know, 25 to 34, that's still, I guess, you know, you're in a way, your first few years of your working career, you've got some experience. You're not probably a fresh grad. But then, like, you know, from 31 to 34, that means you've got a little bit of, I guess, you know, more experience and
a bit of money, hopefully.
And a bit of money. And that itch that you get that, you know, you feel that now you can conquer the world, you know, and you could do anything that you want to do, right? So the Randstad Work Monitor Q1 survey was actually conducted on March 13th to the 30th of March 2020. Okay. With a minimum sample size of 400 per market. So it is interesting because they did this, you know, in between MCO. MCO took place on 18th of March. So this happened from the 13th till the 30th of March, which is in a way, you know, I guess at that point, we were only expecting the MCO for like 2 weeks. So, you know, it's like, you know.
I was going to find out, did they do this survey last year?
Yes, they did as well. Okay. So, yeah. So this is like a annual, you know, survey as well.
So now 54% says
56 millennials
says they want to be entrepreneurs. I don't know. Maybe we'll go through a little later whether they said last year the numbers have changed.
So this is a drastically different from the attitude of employees between 55 to 67. Only 28% of them are considering self-employment, which is understandable. They're probably thinking of retirement instead of, you know, becoming your own boss. However, when you consider employees of all ages, it's at 49%. Almost half of Malaysian employees are willing to quit their jobs to become entrepreneurs. That is like, you know,
that's a half.
Yeah. So half of, you know, Malaysian employees that have participated in this this survey said that they're willing to quit their jobs to become an entrepreneur. Arvs, what's your take on this?
Yeah. Which 50% do you fall under?
Are you half glass half full or glass half empty?
Glass half, depending on what's inside. But no, because like what Frida was saying, it'll be interesting to see how it compares to last year, right? Like, you know, what were people thinking last year? Did they like answer according to the MCO? Were they afraid of the MCO? You know, because it just started, like no one was sure like how long it would go and what it means for their jobs. Will people lose their jobs? As we're going to talk about, you know, with Grab, letting go of people and stuff. So how did they answer this question? Like, did they feel it's safer to work for yourself? Like, that's why they said they would rather quit their jobs. You know, it's interesting.
Also, the notion of being an entrepreneur is quite attractive to young Malaysians. 82% of Gen Z, that means 18 to 24, and 76% of millennial respondents believe that this would actually give them more opportunities. Among the main issues of, you know, the employees that have said, you know, why they would probably want to do this, and one in four respondents felt like they were underpaid at their current jobs compared to elsewhere. Younger workers feel that they're not paid competitively. Though 85% of respondents, they actually feel valued and appreciated of their jobs. One in four, 25% of them feel that they're not being paid enough compared to similar jobs in other companies. 31 of the younger respondents echoed the same. So Is there room for, you know, I guess organizations to help achieve some of these dreams while still being able to, you know, keep their employees happy and also the employees still have a work? Because right now, if you have a work, that's a big win.
Right. And then when you say, I'm not paid enough, hello, yeah, you're asking, so, you're telling me that, you know.
So I guess the question here that I want to ask Arv and Frida is like, you know, it's this mindset of entrepreneurship goes, you know, a long way, right? Yeah. And it's a... It depends on how you what's your understanding of entrepreneurship, right? It could just be a mindset thing. It's not about starting your own business, quitting your job. Right. So, Frida, I guess to start with you, is like, you know, for you, like, how do you define like entrepreneurship for you?
Okay, for me, I feel that entrepreneur, intrapreneur, right? How do you think of, like, understanding the company? Like, right now we have to go through whatever pay cuts or whatever. Understanding that this is what it takes to run the company and not take it like personally as an employee, right? Because this is what the organization needs to do. For me, when I look at myself, am I an entrepreneur in the sense that the mindset is, how quick am I to pivot, right? Is this, you know, like I do other things as well, right? Beyond my job, right? And it's because, you know, I don't want to be defined by one thing. That's one. And also, like, how quick am I to pivot if I were to lose my job tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right? Is this, I'm always thinking, is this my only source of income? This is the reality, right? And more so now.
Arv, what about you? Like, you know, how do you embrace the entrepreneurship mindset? And I'm sure, you know, we in some ways we fall into that, you know, millennials, right? Where we feel like, you know, we can do anything and, you know, we could create any companies and stuff, right? But how do you embrace that in your, like, you know, day to day?
I mean, my understanding of entrepreneurship is obviously like people are self-employed, but also the problem solving skills, like entrepreneurs have to be like, you know, problem solving. They have to think of different ways to attack a problem, approach a problem, and not let it get them down. But also, entrepreneurs have this almost weird sense of loyalty or dedication towards something. Like if you see someone with an idea, they'll go for it without ever giving up. Like people tell them, you'll never get funding, there's no niche, there's no market. Somehow they'll find some way to do it. The successful ones, I mean. The others, like Frida said, will pivot or find something else to do. But this sort of like unwavering loyalty and dedication towards something, like that ultra laser focus, I think that's what I would pick up from like an entrepreneurship mindset. It's nice.
That's actually very true. So we're asking you today, you know, what is stopping you from becoming an entrepreneur? Whether it's just a mindset thing, right? So get in touch with us, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. And later on, we will be speaking to Jaya Das, the Managing Director of Malaysia and Singapore at Randstad, and she'll be going through some of the stats in more detail and also talk about how can, you know, an organization do more, you know, in light of, I guess, you know, that's come up from this survey. So, you know, stick around. We'll get Jaya on the line after this. BFM 89.9.
Building First World Malaysians. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Ibaraj.
And today we're asking you, what is stopping you from becoming an entrepreneur? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter, Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. So we've been running a poll on our Twitter, and so far, you know, 23% are saying they don't want to be one, which is, I guess it's understandable. Entrepreneurship is not really for everyone. And then too unstable or risky is about 31%. And lack of funding is at the highest at 33%. And nothing IM1 is at about 10%. So in a way, if you look at it, it's, you know, you would have like 60% would have that reason that says that
they want to be.
Yeah, but there's a reason to it, right? So, you know, it's the lack of funding or it's too unstable, it's too risky. Now, I get the too unstable, too risky.
That's what...
But the worry is that 33% of them saying it's the lack of funding. That for me is just like... Not entrepreneurship mindset. Then.
Right. And of course, if you got other reasons as well, just, you know, tweet and let us know. And to me, lack of funding is... the heart of entrepreneurship is not lack of funding. Heart of entrepreneurship is how can I get funding, right? And it's not you're not depending on grants, not depending on things. It's about bootstrapping, because the whole idea of bootstrapping also teaches you to be resourceful. You know, we've heard, you know, over the show, over the couple of weeks, Voices of SMEs, how companies have just turned around and changed things around and just do things, right? Because there is no funding, they had to do different things, right?
Sheng Shui says, you know, replying to our Twitter, says that work actually took away all his hours. So, you know, that's also, I guess, you know, one of the, you know, difficulties that many would have at this point of time, right? Mm-hmm. So, what do we have on Insta, Rich? Arvind, sorry.
Jin says, gathering experts within the industry. So I think like professional advice. Ruma 74 says expensive supplies. Shaz Shuko says fear of failure. And Azif 90 says lack of capital.
Wow. Now, we've got Jaya Das, who's the managing director of Malaysia and Singapore at Randstad. And really just, you know, try to, I guess, get more numbers and insights into this. So, Jaya, in the report, you know, 56% of millennials say that they are likely to leave their jobs for entrepreneurship. Could you perhaps, you know, explain a little bit about how this compares with the overall respondents? And also, what does this actually mean?
Sure. So Jeff, the respondents, if you were to compare between the millennials and Gen Z workers, you looked at the whole overall respondent rate. Only 41% of respondents age 55 and above wanted to become entrepreneurs, in comparison to 56% of millennials and 59% of Gen Z workers. So clearly the younger population, I would say, has got a greater interest or an appetite to get into entrepreneurship. Bearing in mind that this survey was conducted just at the start of MCO in the middle of March. So I suspect a lot of the sentiment at that point was sort of there without the idea of the extent of what the COVID pandemic would be like globally or what it would mean for job markets and people's job security. So this is an appetite, I would say, that is generally a sentiment among the younger generation of wanting to step out and explore.
What about satisfaction at the workplace at the moment, like in terms of salary, for example?
Most Malaysians, up to 74%, feel that they're being paid competitively and are satisfied with their current employer. However, again, back with the current pandemic, I think some workers may settle for a lower salary in return for job stability or security at the moment, given the current situation. So I think overall satisfaction in Malaysia is relatively high compared to the APAC region.
You also looked at exploring growth opportunities in the survey. So what really stood out for you?
Malaysian employees generally, 79% of them actually, feel that their employers are committed to helping them grow professionally. Some of the methods, such as providing reviews on a regular basis, customizing individual development plans, and on-the-job training and mentorship programs are typical things that would come across. So I think when you look at how Malaysians feel, they see that the companies that they're working for have such programs that support them to move forward.
And, you know, the talk of upskilling and reskilling is ever so present. How do the respondents feel about these programs?
Our survey shows that 87% of people are willing to be retrained and avoid unemployment. And 57% of the respondents do not feel that the current training programs adequately prepare them for the future. So I think there's a little bit of a gap there in sort of what the population size that actually wants to be retrained and whether they feel confident enough that these programs are sufficient in taking them into the future. Regardless of how people feel about it, upskilling and reskilling is a permanent feature in career development, particularly in times like this and moving ahead. And if you want to basically negotiate for a promotion or a salary increment, employees need to show up with better skill sets and capability and also be able to pitch what value they bring to the table. So I think there's a dual responsibility between employees finding opportunities to upskill themselves personally, as well as companies recognizing that there's a huge appetite for this.
And do you feel that Malaysia is equipped to help these respondents to be entrepreneurs?
The resources and opportunities are definitely available within the local startup ecosystem, and you even see the Malaysian government support this extensively. But it really depends upon the idea of what individuals or small startups have, the drive and the business maturity, and the individual personal acumen of entrepreneurs to succeed. It's not easy succeeding, and you will see statistics both within Malaysia as well as globally about how very few startups actually succeed in the longer term. Many of them start and get up to maybe a certain point, but then scaling up and becoming successful over a longer period is much more tougher. So I think it really depends on the individuals and how robust, I suppose, the business idea is in taking off or having commercial viability.
You know, Jaya, the number of respondents who wants to be an entrepreneur are really quite high. So what can an organization do to help spur this dream while also still keeping their employees happy and at work?
Certainly, I think there's room for improvement or opportunity here for companies to rethink the nature of work. If you think about where the employment landscape is going globally, and Malaysia is no different, you see a lot of companies plan for a shorter-term future rather than a typical 5-year, 10-year plan. these days, even a three-year plan is difficult to hang on to based on how volatile or how much the economy changes year on year, given market conditions. And I think what most companies end up doing is looking at contract employment or shorter-term employment to match immediate short-term goals. So a lot of the work or the nature of work a company wants to take is both a project basis as well as very experimental in nature. It tends to have a shorter time frame, and one of those things where you see companies go through transformation stages. So if you look at it in this particular perspective, actually it offers a huge opportunity to tap on the entrepreneurial nature of young ones. They no longer want to operate in a job which is task-based, which is very typical of the older generation. Tell me what needs to be done or give me instructions and I will do it, and the end outcome can sit with you. And sometimes being in a task-related role is fundamentally, I suppose, it's a bit more secure in some sense because you don't need to take a bigger responsibility. But the younger generation is indicating an appetite for that level of growth. They want exponential growth. They want to be able to expose to things. And they want to have a sense of value and purpose, which is ultimately what entrepreneurship is about. So if organizations want to tap on this capability or this mindset, putting younger talent into project-based environments, giving them ownership of something and a bit more freedom and leeway for creativity and innovation is the best way to tap on their skill set as well as the appetite. Mm.
Jaya, as you mentioned, this was done at the beginning of the MCO. Now it feels like, you know, work from home or remote working is really just the norm. How do you think the workforce of the near future will change, say, like, you know, in the next coming months?
I think the most important factor to notice here probably, Jeff, is the current situation we're in. It looks more like a short to medium term scenario where people are coming out of a hiatus or a lockdown and trying to recover and restore back to where life was. It's a matter of time, depending on how it plays out globally, both from a perspective of resurgence in cases, as well as how quickly a vaccine is found and even how much the economy can sustain across major markets. Now, depending on these factors, at some point, sooner or rather later, people will go back into some state of normal or a pre-COVID scenario where this situation subsides. And then the problems or the mindset or the issues that used to be there will come back. So even if the short-term people now pursue job security and feel that it's, you know, stay where you are, keep safe, and having a job and a roof over your head is more important, once a situation settles, it's human nature to try and look for more and want to grow. And at some point, this sentiment will come back again. So even if you park this for a bit, maybe say 6 to 12 months, definitely you will see the Malaysian economy revisit this mindset with the younger generation, for sure. So I think at the moment, most people are focused on survival and recovery, as well as a sense check of how quickly we can sort of step back up to where we were. I think some companies and industries are even seeing opportunity in this current circumstances to tap on how quickly they can digitalize, how much they can go into e-commerce, and what this situation offers in terms of opportunity for them to grow. So it really depends on whether you see the glasses half full or half empty in this situation.
So in some ways, that really is the entrepreneurship mindset.
Yes, absolutely. I have to say, though, with a pinch of salt, some industries, hospitality, retail, travel, all of these have taken a massive hit. And now it's a question of trajectory of recovery, depending on what borders and countries do. But having said that, even they are looking at what they can do to sort of restructure or focus or even tap on some sort of demand that might come up in the next 4 to 6 months from consumers.
That was Jaya Das, the Managing Director of Malaysia Singapore at Randstad, you know, I guess giving us more insights into the report, but also, you know, I guess understanding that, you know, now, of course, the situation may have slightly changed since the report was done in just at the beginning of MCO, but there are things organizations can actually do to evolve and actually, you know, capitalize on this hunger that people have.
You know, like Google, right, with their 20%, right, where they actually allow their staff to do whatever they want to do, a project they want to do, that's 20%. And that resulted in a lot of things because they were able to experiment and try out something new. I think that's the way to go.
You know, during our Voice of SMEs, you know, session during the MCO and the CMCO period, right, we spoke to many different companies, and I remember some of them were saying that, you know, they actually just throw it back to their team to, you know, give suggestions on how do you think the company can survive, right? And then you're using ideas, and that's, for me, in a way, is kind of like the entrepreneurship, right? So you're kind of like trying to, you know, build a company, but you're working for the company, and then you are involved in the strategic planning and the process and developing some, I guess, new strategies to find ways to survive. Because as Jaya mentioned, a lot of industries, even the big ones, the travel, and later on we'll be talking about Grab, no one is immune from COVID-19, right? So get in touch.
Jaya said something interesting. Just now when she mentioned security, and I think that that's one reason why people don't go for entrepreneurship, because there's, knowing at the end of the month you will get paid, even though, whether or not you're comfortable with the pay or satisfied with the pay is a different thing, but knowing that there's some money coming in. Entrepreneurs and freelancers don't have that. Like, they have to be comfortable with maybe not being paid 2 months, three months until like some money comes in. So that's another thing. I think people just want that sense of like security when they work.
Thanks for moving the poll numbers, because now it's too unstable or risky at 33%, tied with lack of funding, which is, I guess, the too unstable and risky part is what, you're saying there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So get in touch with us. Let us know, what is stopping you from becoming an entrepreneur. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.